The benefits of evidence-based practices are many. I first want to give a disclaimer and say that they're not a panacea. They're not guaranteed to work for everyone, and they aren't easy to implement with fidelity and implement over time. If they were easy, we'd be doing them already. That being said, I think it's our professional duty as educators to use what is most likely to bring about improved student outcomes. And if you believe, as I do and most educators do, that multiple high-quality experimental research studies are the best way, the most reliable way to determine whether something works, then evidence-based practices just give you the best bet that a practice will work. I have made the analogy to making a bet. Why would you make a 50-50 bet? Maybe it'll work, maybe it won't work. It's kind of like a flip of a coin. When an evidence-based practice represents about a 90-10 bet, you've got a 90% chance of the intervention or the practice or the program working and only a 10% chance of it not working. The primary benefit then is that it's more likely to pay off in terms of improved student outcomes than using practices that aren't evidence-based. But I think there are other benefits as well. There are benefits to the teacher in terms of feeling good about the instruction that you provide as a professional and that you're engaging with the research and that you're not wasting time just going from practice to practice, more or less randomly hoping that something is going to work, but you're putting in the work up front to identify evidence-based practices, and that's going to pay off in the long run in terms of saving time and being more efficient in your practice. And I think this also impacts school culture. If we can start to get people identifying and implementing evidence-based practices and supporting each other and talking to each other about using evidence-based practices, that becomes the school culture. And so as new teachers come in, they become enculturated into that norm of highly effective practices, which then really kind of changes the game about how schools and other educational settings work. So I think there's lots of different benefits to implementing and using evidence-based practices.